Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so very much for joining us tonight to on Fire to Inspire. I tell you, you could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us, and we don't take it lightly. We thank you so very much for joining us. Tonight, we are doing part three of Manifestation Now series, and part three's topic is, the subtopic is, discovering strength and your purpose. Yes, you heard me correctly, discovering strength and your purpose. But before we do that, I want to give thanks to all of our sponsors that support us each and every month, and we're thankful that you're sowing into fertile ground, and we appreciate you. We don't take that lightly either. So we thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God and the Spiritual Realm. She has been with us since day one, and I'm telling you, this book is a great, great read of how God blessed her and she and her family, and helped her son heal of an alcohol addiction for over 15 years. And then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Third Heaven Sound is, I'm telling you, they have powerful, powerful. He is a minstrel from heaven, guys. He has music that can just put you in a place of worship. He has music that can put you in a place of just relaxing. Whatever it is that you need, he has the music for you. He is, you find Third Heaven Sound's music with Vincent Lynch on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Then also we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138 beside Crust, Golden Crust, inside of F&D Beauty in Conyers, Georgia. Roz specializes in all hair care and beauty needs, everything from relaxers to twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, lock maintenance, makeup, sew-ins, and much, much more. If there's anything you need that's dealing with beauty, Roz can take care of that. Tell her you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. And also Unique Expression by Design, where they specialize in your custom products from your business or personal needs. That's Angelise Washington, and she can take care of your T-shirts, cups, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is you need customized, whether it's for personal business or business, she'll take care of you. And finally, we want to do a special thanks to Joanne Collins, who is the founder of www.duranduran.site. And we thank you so much for supporting us for the month of September. And I'm telling you, we are so thankful to all of our sponsors this month. You guys are just such a blessing, and we appreciate you greatly. And we are going to be giving a great, great show tonight. I'm telling you, the topic is manifestation. Now is the topic of the series. Our subtopic tonight is discovering strength and your purpose. I'm telling you, there's so much to be said on this topic alone, but we're going to be bringing on Miss Charlotte Ellis Colbert, who will be gracing us with this beautiful, beautiful spirit of hers, and she'll be joining us. So welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening, Charlotte?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for what God is doing in our lives, and I'm just inspired tonight to share what God has laid on my heart to share.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, because we understand that you are very, very busy. You wear so many hats, and we are very appreciative. Like I tell people all the time, people don't have to take the time out and do anything for you. So we don't take it lightly. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So you are an entrepreneur, a small business owner. Tell us a little bit about your business, and then tell us who is Charlotte Ellis Colbert.
Okay, well, my business, first and foremost, I consider myself the CEO of the Colbert brand. The Colbert brand consists of myself and my children. My children help me run everything from just a family organization, because a lot of people don't know that, but your family, too, is a business. So from the fact from running my family like a business, I also have
Charlotte, we lost you. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Hello. Hello.
Charlotte, can you hear me? All right. We were having some technical difficulties. I do apologize, guys. I don't know what happened, but I tell you, God is going to get the glory anyhow. So let's see here. I don't know what's going on with the technicals tonight, but we are moving forward and moving forth with this show. So Charlotte will be dialing back in momentarily. But as we wait for her, I'm excited about this weekend. Charlotte and the other six women that are co-authors of the Manifestations Now series, the book is coming out this coming Saturday. And I, you know, God has graced me as an opportunity to have the opportunity of being on-site media there. And the tickets are sold out. They're having a red carpet event at the Atlanta Marriott Airport Hotel. And I'm just so excited to be able to be a part of that. So I tell you, it's, you know, as long as you continue to trust God and walk in your purpose and do what He's called you to do, I promise you, your gift will make room for you. Your gift will continue to make room for you. Amen, amen. Let's see here. We are awaiting Charlotte's arrival. But as we await Charlotte to dial back in, I want you guys to listen to something, because many times as we get older, you know, when we're kids, we remember, we dream, we daydream, we have all these goals, and then we get a little older and life happens. And sometimes we just stop dreaming or we forget how to dream. Well, it's time to dream again. It's time to live a life of purpose. It's time out for existence. It's time to start living the life that God created for you to live. So I want you guys to listen to this quick short piece called Dare to Dream, and then we're going to bring Charlotte back on. This piece is called Dare to Dream. Dare to Dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream. That piece is entitled Dare to Dream. That's from my audiobook of On Fire to Inspire, the book. And as I was saying before, we're getting ready to bring Charlotte back on. But as I was saying before, as children, we dreamed and we had all these goals and all these desires, but we got a little older and life happened and we stopped dreaming. Well, God says it's time for you to start dreaming again, and it's time for you to start discovering that strength in your purpose. Without further ado, we're going to bring Charlotte back on with us. Charlotte, you here with us?
I do apologize. Yes, I am so sorry. I don't know what happened, but I was determined to get back on the line with you. So I'm sorry that I'm here now. And
all right.
I think I left off with saying who Charlotte is.
Charlotte,
Ellis Tolbert is a person who loves God. I am a mother. I am a psalmist. I am a speaker. And now I am an author as well. So I'm walking in my truth. And I'm walking in a purpose, and I'm on fire to accomplish what I should for God and what He has called me to do. So that's who Charlotte Ellis Colbert is.
Amen, amen. Well, Charlotte, I am so excited about having you on. I'm excited about this coming weekend. What state are you located in?
I'm in Florida. I'm in Tampa, Florida right now. Yes, I live in Florida.
Okay. Okay, so you guys are from a little bit of everywhere, and we're going to come all together on Saturday to the gala at the airport Marriott here in Atlanta. And when I tell you I'm excited, it's a sold out event. I'm sure you know about that it's sold out.
Yes, it's a sold out event. I am excited. I am just coming in expectation of excellence of what God is going to do on Saturday, meeting new people. Mind is open to receive what God has for us, and I'm just excited about meeting. And, yes, the Manifestation Now Gala is sold out.
All right. I'm telling you, I've interviewed everyone except for two people now on the panel, and I'm telling you, everyone has so anointed. They have so many gifts. Everyone has so much. You know, everyone has a beautiful spirit. Tell me the title of your portion of the your chapter of the book.
The Innate Strength That Lies Within. That's the title of my book, and I wanted my chapter to speak to people about strength, and to speak about even when you're going through, you still have to allow God to come in and do what He needs to do within, so we can be able to find the strength that lies there. So my chapter talks a little bit about the God being able, or us being able, to look at ourselves inwardly, be honest and transparent enough to be able to say, okay, I need for God to help me heal in this area. It might be unforgiveness. God, I need for you to heal me in this, heal my heart from whatever has caused that to be damaged. Because just like we walk around daily, if we get a sore, those cells are there to, you know, it makes a scab and then it brings on new skin. Well, we have to do that from the inner as well. And sometimes we're not prepared to do that. So my chapter basically talks about that.
You know, that is so key that you said that. So many times people walk around in unforgiveness. And, you know, and I tell people all the time, you're tying God's hands when you're walking in unforgiveness. I choose to walk in forgiveness, and I choose to walk in love. Now, it's up to that other person whether they do the same thing. But I walk in forgiveness, and I love everybody. So, I love that chapter. Tell me the title of that chapter one more time.
The innate strength that lies within.
Strength that lies within. All right. In the chat, in the event itself, I generally posted different information out there just in case any of the callers are listening. You know, they may post some questions. They may post comments. They may, you know, so it's just a way of us communicating with them as, you know, we're on. All right. Perfect. Now, what made you, you know, decide upon this topic, and, you know, what made you do that?
Well, you know, when we go through different situations and circumstances in our lives, we have to be able to say, okay, yes, that hurt, but how am I going to grow from this? What does God want me to do, or how is God going to utilize me to bless someone else, even in my hurt? So I wanted to be a part of the project for number one, because the awesome Dr. Renee Sunday asked, And God gave me the release to do that. So when she asked me, and I sat and I asked God, so what am I to write about? Well, I took my own personal experience of even with what I'm going through now. You know, I'm challenged with going through a divorce after 18 years with three children. But I had to look at that and say, okay, God, how can I help somebody else? Even in my shift, what do you want me to say? So in my chapter, and what I think he really wants to utilize me to do is show someone else who may be hurting, female or male, because, you know, males are going through the same thing, female or male, that I think God is utilizing me to be a symbol of strength and to be a symbol of somebody who can persevere through, even though you might be hurting in other areas. And that's, you know, when the topic came up of discovering strength through purpose, when you know that you're destined and God has called you to do certain things, yes, it might hurt in different areas, but those areas are what causes us to grow. So, yes, when I accepted the challenge from Dr. Renee Sunday, I do feel like it was a divine order from God, and I want to be a symbol of strength for somebody who may just be holding on and wants to give up.
Amen. You know, and that's powerful, that while you're going through your storm, you're encouraging someone else, you know. And I tell people all the time, you know, I always say that you're not actually going through it. You've already been through it. You're on the other side of it now. Because the fact that you can help pull somebody else up, you're on the other side of that. I'm so like, wow, in awe. So you said that the reason that you chose to do this was a divine appointment, a divine interpretation. Now, you, before the phone hung up on us, you were talking about your business. Your family business with you and your children.
Yeah, it's me and my kids. I first have a family of being a mother. I'm the CEO of the Colbert brand, which is run by myself, my oldest son, my daughter, and my youngest son, because families, too, have to be run like an organization. So that's my first family. It's a ministry, but it's also it's a family-run business, too, because when you go through a shift, your whole organization changes. So when that changes, you have to then realign everyone to be in the place they need to be in, to draw on different strengths from one another. So that's first and foremost my first business. My second business is I'm a psalmist, and I'm also a speaker and now an author. So my mom and I, we have a mother-daughter duo where we move around and we sing and minister at different events and things of that nature as well. So that would be my second business. And so with that being said, you know, those would be my two main businesses. And I'm happy that I can now fully accept that and accept that this is what God has called me to do. Because at one time I didn't want to accept that. But now I'm able to walk in my authenticity and say, yes, Lord, yes to your will and yes to your way. So, yes, ma'am.
Amen. I have an odd question for you, okay? This was one of the questions that the Lord placed on my heart as I've, you know, been able to speak to different people, whether it was man or woman, going through transition. And the question was, were you afraid of being successful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Afraid of being successful. A lot of people think it's the fear that'll stop you. No, but it's the success that you're afraid of, the success, because you know that I've often heard or read where successful people, sometimes it's lonely, because it's going to be it's a lonely place, because then you have to worry about, well, who am I going to be able to trust? What platforms are you going to send me on? Am I ready? Lord, you're going to send me over there, and you keep pulling me over here. But then you second-guess yourself because you think that you're not ready. But then I had to go back and look at myself and say, well, God, you've already given me everything I need to be successful, so why should I be afraid when this is something that you called me to do? So, yes, success will stop people just like fear.
Or the
fear of success, or, you know, you being afraid of being successful will stop you in your tracks, just like the fear of the unknown.
Right, right.
You're right.
And I think that many times when you're still questioning your identity and you're still questioning your purpose, that's when all of that can rise up. But when you understand who you are truly and what your assignment is and what your purpose is, it's like, you know, I tell people all the time, and it's so funny. This is the analogy I gave. I said, when you come into the actual, you know, the confidence of who you are and your true identity, then when fear knocks on your door, you'll tell fear, I'm sorry, you got the wrong address, you know.
Right. What you do to fear, you'll tell fear, you know what, I'm going to give you an antibiotic to just kill you altogether. That's really what you'll do to fear. You'll tell fear, you know what, I'm not going to put you to sleep. You know, I'm just going to give you this antibiotic, and I'm just going to kill you and all everything else, all your cells and everything. I'm just going to kill you altogether.
Yes, that is so true. I love that. I'm about to put that on the chat a minute. Okay. All right. Oh, wow. I love it. As you were writing, were you, because these are some of the things, because I'm an author as well. As you were writing and God was leading you, did you find sometimes that your hand was moving fast, couldn't move as fast as what he was giving to you?
Yes. So you know what I had to do? I had to start recording myself, because it was just coming so quickly. I said, okay. So I would pick up my recorder and say, I just have to speak it, and then I'll have to go back and write it too, because you do want to get everything that he tells you. And if it's coming to you so quickly, you can't keep up. So I just learned to grab my phone or whatever was closest to me and just record it and say, okay, I won't miss this one. So let me hurry up and record it before I forget.
what he said,
that's so true. That is very true.
And you know, there are many times in transition, because you said you've been married for 18 years and you're going through a divorce, many times in that transition, that uneasiness, that uncertainty of what's, you know, what's next, especially when you've been with someone that long, that fear can try to knock on your door. But again, you told fear, hey, I got an antibiotic for you that's going to kill you right on. I love it.
Yeah, because when you are married and tied with someone that long, if you're not careful, you'll lose yourself.
Yeah.
Because you tend to say, okay, I'm trying to do this for the kids, do this for the family, do this to try to hold it all together. And then sometimes you may not be praying as often as you should, because you're trying to fix a problem when all you really had to do was release everything to allow God to do it. So, you can lose yourself. And then what I found is, going through my divorce, and which I'm still currently going through, so as we're speaking, I'm still growing in areas and allowing God to say, you know, come and make me stronger in this area. I had to first start with forgiveness, and then I had to then ask God to heal my heart. I didn't want to hold any bad or ill feelings, even with some things that are going on now. If I respond, you know, in a way that I shouldn't, I ask for forgiveness. I ask God to help me in that area, because if I respond a certain way and it's outside of what God expects, how he expects for me to act or respond, I know that's an area that still needs healing. And so I look at that, because you have to, a lot of times, once, like I said before, we walk around and act like everything is okay. No, God, I need for you to do this in me, fix this in me, you know. So, you can lose yourself. But then, too, with you taking or with you open and deciding to take the steps towards recovery. See, they think a lot of substance abuse people, you know, you're going through those steps of recovery. But it's also steps of recovery for divorce. And you have to be willing to do the work, because if you should, once you get divorced and you heal and later on, you know, some people jump right into relationships and some people give themselves time to heal. I wanted to completely heal, and I wanted God to do that in me. And I wanted my children to see that no matter what happens, you trust God, you have faith, and you walk it out. You trust God, you have faith, and you walk it out. And the walking out part a lot of times is what we don't want to do as well. And we have to be able to do the work in order for the faith part to work, actually work.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I tell people this because many times lately I find myself being a life coach. I said, I guess I need to go ahead and get my certification. Because I find myself doing this all the time, especially each week. Either during the show, after the show, you know, people are reaching out to me. And one of the things that I have been telling people, I said, this was one of the things that I asked God to do for me. I said, God, I need you to heal me from the inside out. As you heal me from the inside out, then I cannot, you know, harbor any anger or any resentment from my past, whether it was childhood or whatever. I cannot harbor any of that. There are no remnants or residue if I'm walking in complete healing, because I understand my assignment and my purpose. And I can't have any of that as I speak life into other people, you know.
Yes. And so then, like, every circumstance, every challenge, because this is how I had to look at it too, exactly how you look at it. And then I said, okay, well, every circumstance, every like or dislike, shift, feelings of betrayal, or when the naysayer is talking in your ear, you know, and all of that, you know, I had to realize that all of that had to work together to get me to the place I am now. Because if I wouldn't have allowed all of the hurt, as bad as all of the good times, to work together, I wouldn't be sitting on this other line with you. I would not. So I had to look at it, and you are right. You have to heal from the inner out in order for you, for it to be something that's completely done. And you have to be transparent, open enough to say, okay, Lord, do it in me. Please correct me. And you have to, because some people will say they're willing, but really not, because you're still, doing what you shouldn't be doing. You say, yeah, Lord, this is what I need for you to do. And then you take it back from him. And, you know, we when we take it back, we say, God, I don't trust what you got for me. I'm going to do this myself, because this is the way I want it to go. And so I didn't want that for myself. I wanted to go the way God needs for it to go, because I know that there's somebody waiting, you know, waiting for me to come out and say, yes, this is what happened to me. This is what I went through. And this is how I was able to overcome.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You know, many times people don't understand that your testimony and your gifts are all, it's not for you, it's for that next person. And when God told me to do the book On Fire to Inspire, I was like, but Lord, I'm a children's author. And he said, when you come out of that box, I'm telling him who I am. He made me do it. Okay. So I'm like, he said, when you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. I know who you are. I made you. I formed you. And so I'm like, okay, Lord. And then the thing that made me say, okay, I'll do it. He said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. And so ever since then, you know, God has been, you know, blessed. And so many people have been blessed by listening to the show. So many people have been blessed by listening to, you know, people like yourself, because there's someone on the other line that either have been through what you've gone through, or they're currently there, and you're helping them right now where they are. And I give the analogy of you and I. We're married, and my listeners, my followers, they are Elizabeth. And if they're just existing and they're not living the life God called for them to live, they're not walking in the gifts and talents and ability that God has given them, then their baby begins to leap. Every week their baby just begins to leap, where they can't sit down any longer. And then if they're walking in their gifts and talents, then they are like pouring gasoline on an open fire already. It's just engulfed and inflamed all the more each and every week. And that's what God gave me this platform for. Because when he first said radio, I said, what, Jesus? Now, first you said a book. Now, and he said another thing he said was, I need you to get comfortable being uncomfortable. I'm like, huh? But see, we can't stay in complacency when you're called to greater. When you're called to greater, and I don't know who that's for, whether you are listening to the recording or whether you're listening live, God has called you to greater. If you're just complacent and you're just doing the same old, and you're not happy, you're just there, you're not living the life God has called you to live. And I know that because I was that person, and that's why he's using me. That's why he's using Charlotte to speak to you now. Because he can use a person that's been there. You'll listen to a person that's been there versus a person that read a book about it. You know?
That's so true. That's true. And see, what we and what I learned is that we have to show up for the fight. We can't, we'll never win, you know, and we just can't have it forfeit. No, we have to show up for the fight. And it's like a tug of war each day. Okay, are we going to win this? Towards our destiny and our purpose, are we going to stay here? Are we going to win and I'm going to tug harder? Because to do or not to do, it weighs about the same. So we have to be able to fight daily and say that we are going to work and walk in our purpose. We are going to show up for the fight. And each time we do that, we are going to we move to different levels of being a conqueror. Okay, I conquered you on this level. Now I'm getting ready to go up because I showed up for the fight and I won. And I'm going to win the next level because I'm going to show up. Not in my own strength because God said I can win. And this is what he called me to do. And I'm not going to sit. And I'm not going to sit because I'm afraid of success. And I'm not going to sit because I'm afraid of fear of the unknown. I'm going to show up for the fight. I'm not going to wave my flag. I'm not going to surrender. And each day, okay, you think you got me on that one. But you know what? God told me to come and hit you with this little rock I got right here. So that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And I'm not going to be afraid because I don't have to. So you're right about that. And so, yeah, that's awesome.
And you know what, Charlotte? And this is what God told me one time. He said, all I need you to do is show up. He said, because it's already a fixed fight. You've already won. You've already got the victory. I just need you to show up. I'm like, okay, Lord. Ever since then, since December 9th, 2014, when I when I launched this show, I've been showing up each and every week, nonstop, because he said, it's already a fixed fight. And someone needs to hear this word. Someone needs to hear that they can make it. Someone needs to hear that there is strength in your purpose. Someone needs to hear that you can't sit on your gifts, your dreams, your talents, and your abilities any longer. Because is someone else waiting for you. You're holding them up. You're tying their hands because they need you. You're that person. Aaliyah may not. Miss On Fire to Inspire might not be able to be the one to reach them. Charlotte may not be able to be the one to reach them. But it may be the person that's sitting on their gifts right now that these people are saying, but I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. So one of the things that God said couple months ago, he said, tell the people it's time to awaken, it's time to arise, and it's time to move. And I was like, wow, he told me that right before I spoke at an event in South Carolina in June. And then shortly before that, earlier this year, he said, tell them it's time to be intentional, move with momentum, and be strategic. And I said, okay, God, intentional, strategic, and movement, momentum. He said, okay, you got all that? And I'm like, yeah, I got it. And I'm just making sure that people understand, because it is of the most importance that you do what you're called to do. Is of the most importance to not just settle. That's not, and another thing, you know, it's a choice to be happy. I was sharing with a lady recently, and she was saying, you know, this has happened, that has happened. I said, but guess what? It's a choice to be happy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you can't allow man or a circumstance or a situation to take your joy from you. So, you know. And when I say man, I'm not talking a man. I'm saying man in general, woman or man, anybody. Take your joy from you, a person, joy from you.
That's true. And so one of the things I want to say too, on to piggyback on that, is when we go through that and we're able to regroup and change our perspective lens, because sometimes we don't look at it right, and we focus on the purpose and not the problem, and we focus on our giftings of what God has given us. It does awaken us and it calls us to a higher level. To operate and walk in excellence. So you're right about that. So when we are able to regroup and look at it differently, and just if we can adjust our lens just a little bit to focus right on the end result and not what we're currently going through, I think that helps grow us to levels beyond measure as well.
Girl, you just said a mouthful. One of the things my pastor says, apostles always says, I need you to see the end results before you get there. Intentionally see that end result before you get there. I'm like, wow, that's powerful. You know, because if you can see that end result, man, it's even easier to get there. You know, it is powerful.
Right.
But you know what? You know what, Charlotte? I want to open up the phone lines and see if anyone has a question or a comment for us.
Okay.
So if you're dialed in on the 929-477-2178 number. If you have a question or comment for either of us, press 1, and we will bring you live. Again, because my sister station, I thank you. Hello, everybody on Christian World Radio Network. They are live as well, but they're actually listening from another number or another link. But if you're dialed in on 929-477-2178, press 1. We'll bring you live. You can ask your question. And we thank God for our sister station because we're actually being heard throughout United States, Africa, and Europe through that sister station. And I praise God for that, your gift for making room for you. All right, so we have a caller. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah and Charlotte. Who do we have?
My name is Apostle Riley from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Apostle Riley. How are you?
Hi.
I'm blessed. It's interesting. I guess that's how I get to know and be able to counsel, because I listen to women talking. And I think it's very important to what you all was talking about. Most of all, I think that women need to learn how to express themselves. So my question is, how can a woman, if she have not trust no one, who does she have where she can talk to someone, I guess, except for this talk show? What other means in which she can find somewhere where she can vent, so to speak.
Charlotte?
You mean, okay, so when a woman has problems and she doesn't have an outlet or cannot vent well, if you have close friends, and if you guys, well, let me just tell you from my personal experience, and I would confide in my mom because my mom is a woman of God. She has been married for 40. My mom's been married now, my mom and dad, for 47 years. So you want the person of whom you confide in. And really, you should really seek out speaking with God, because then he will put people in place for you to be able to converse with. And turn to when you're in need. You do have women's groups I know that my church has a ladies' ministry to where you're able to go and be able to share with women there. But it has to, when a lady needs to vent, what I found is it has to be someone who really has your best interest at heart, because you can seek out to get advice from someone who cares nothing about you or who may be on a different level. If you're married, then you may not want to seek advice from a single lady, because a single lady they could suggest different, aspects of how they deal with relationships, but it's not going to be the same. Because if you're married, not to say that you can't learn anything from someone single, but if you want to be able to get advice from another married lady is what I would, that's what I did. Because I found that if you're still married after 47 7 years, then you've been able to overcome a lot of challenges and a lot of times when the husband may be on a different level than you spiritually, in the spiritual walk as well as the physical walk. So for number one, I think you need to confide in God first, and then number two, confide in someone who has your best interest at heart, and confide in someone who is able to actually give you sound advice because mm-hmm. they've gone through it. And I think a lot of times we may take advice from people who've never even gone through what your experience is.
Mm-hmm. I just want to ditto that. I would say first take it to God. And many times we take it to everybody but God. But first take it to God. And then secondly, like you said, take it to someone that spiritually they're either on the same level or higher, because if I take it to someone who's worldly, how can they help me? Because they're not even speaking from the same point of view. They don't have the same mindset that I have. Again, you know, if you're single, then you would seek someone else single that's on your level. Mm-hmm. And if you're married, you would seek someone else that's married on your level. But again, if that person is not spiritually connected, I wouldn't seek them. If they're gossipers, mm-hmm. I wouldn't seek them. Did that answer your question, Apostle Riley?
Yes, that was very good. I'm glad you brought it up about single, because we also have to be careful that sometimes we think that people are our friends, and sometimes you tell too much information about your husband, and the mm-hmm. single woman or your husband. So, and I'm mm-hmm. glad you put God in as well, and because if there are some. Maybe one of you ladies should write a book. Maybe both of y'all should write a book. Maybe mm-hmm. sound good, because that sounds good advice what y'all both giving. And I just want people, especially the young people, because I come across some young ladies who've been hurt, and they don't mm-hmm. know how to treat me, and vice versa. Men don't know how to treat women because they've been hurt by either their mother or somebody in their family. And like you say, coming from being molested to anything else going on in their home, they feel like they are nobodies, and they feel like nobody loves them. So they need to feel that love, and I suggest that all the people, especially if they don't have a father, let an uncle take over that father position until you get ladies, if you don't have a husband, let your uncle or a strong, good male friend take over that position, because these men are not getting what they need because they don't have a good, strong role model. So it was very good. I enjoyed myself. Thank you for allowing me to comment as well.
All right, and thank you so much for listening in tonight. We appreciate you. Amen, amen. All right, if you are listening through 929-477-2178, we have the lines open. If you have a question or a comment, you are able to talk to Charlotte and I now. That was a good question. That was a great question.
That
you
really
know,
was.
A lot of times, a lot of times that, people don't have a clue on, well, who can I mm-hmm. talk to? And many times the enemy make you think that you in it by yourself and nobody else has ever been through it. And, you know, you mm-hmm. just something wrong with you. No, somebody else has already been there or they're currently going through it. So.
Right. That's so true. That's true. Because if the enemy had his way, he would want you to stay isolated and just mm-hmm. sit and have a pity party when you don't have to.
Not at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you have a victorious life. You are, you know, because you are the child of the Most High God. Then you can't be anything mm-hmm. but victorious. But you got to understand that He needs you to come into agreement that it's, you know mm-hmm. that you are. All right, we have another caller. You are live with Charlotte and Aaliyah. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us?
Hi, my name is Kim. Hi, Charlotte. Hi, Aaliyah.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
I listen to the show quite a bit, but it's rare that I ever call in. Mm-hmm. And Aaliyah, I've spoken with you before, actually about your book of poetry that you had sent to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you remember me or not, but
I
was listening. Okay. I was listening to the show, and like I said, I listen a lot, and it's rare that I call in, but I had an epiphany. So mm-hmm. I felt like I wanted to call in because something you all said just really struck me. And so I wrote it down so I wouldn't get nervous and forget anything. But you all were talking about being afraid of success. And the epiphany that I had was that if I don't do what God has called me to do, then everything that I've gone through will be for nothing. All of the negative things, all the pain, the hurt and everything would have been for nothing. But it's when I step out into my calling and I do what God has called me to do, is when all of the pain, there's purpose in the pain. As long as I just sit back and I'm not doing what he's called me to do, which is poetry. I think he's called me to write poetry. If I don't do that, then everything that I've gone through is just pain. It's going to remain pain. And if I do step out and do what he's called me to do, then that pain becomes purpose. So that's the epiphany that I got just from listening to you all.
Amen. I love it. And I'm tell you another thing that the Lord taught me one time. He said, I need you to push past the pain. And I said, push past the pain.
Okay, let me write that down.
Push past the pain. Because if you get stagnant in your pain, it can almost immobilize you. It can kind of like paralyze you. But if you push past that pain and you allow that pain to be your catalyst, hallelujah, you allow that pain to be your catalyst to persevere, I'm telling you, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
My and we have to remember, too, that with each level of completion, our trust is strengthened and our faith is strengthened and our walk and work is about that. Pushing past that pain is going to allow us to complete it. And with our trust, it's going to be strengthened. Our faith is going to be strengthened. And our walk and work is going to be increased. So you are right. That's awesome. That is awesome.
And I guess once I push past it, it's no longer pain. It's just purpose.
Right.
Right.
And I
think
my view of everything will be different. You know, I'll have a different perspective. Okay.
Right. Right.
Yes. And, you know, and here's the thing. The more you work toward it, the more you write, the more you journal, the more you do whatever it is that God is calling you to do, that he's placing your spirit to do, the more comfortable you are going to be in that skin that you're in. So, like when God told me to do this radio show, I have 15 years in IT. I didn't know anything about this stuff. So when he said, write the book, I was like, I'm a children's author. So when I pushed past what I knew and came out of that comfort zone, I'm so comfortable in the skin I'm in, I'm ready to be syndicated, nationally syndicated. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I am so excited about, you know, my purpose because now I understand my true identity. You know, I'm a true intercessor. The enemy had me so confused because at one point, because I wouldn't even pray for anybody out loud. And because that was because I didn't understand my true identity. But now I understand my true identity. Girl, you can't shut me up. I'll pray for you in a second, baby. Call me and tell me you need a prayer. Woo, we'll go in.
Right.
But again, many times the things that you are fearful of are the things that you're the strongest in. That's where your strength lies. And the enemy tries to paralyze you with through fear. And that was one of the areas that I was more strong in. That was the strongest area. And I was like, wow. So, but when I came into the identity, the true identity of who I am, because I came into right relationship with him, no longer religiosity, but coming into an intimate relationship with him and letting him love on me. Yes.
Right.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And then you know what, too? You weren't afraid to take, you know, you might have been held there for a moment, but then when you decided to take the next step, you took it. And you took it towards the purpose, and that's what we have to do, too, because our courage, that's where we find that we do have the courage to accomplish this. We do have our courage, it's there that we've just set on the shelf for maybe a couple years and said, okay, well, Lord, I'm going to do it here or there. But no, when we decide to take that step, then we have the courage. Like now, you said at one time you didn't want to pray out loud for anybody. So when you took that step, it gave you more and more courage to say, oh, I can do it. You call me, I'll pray for you at any time now, because now that courage has grown as well.
Yes. Amen. And Kim, I do remember you because when you were on, the Lord had me do, I think, some pieces live for you from On Fire to Inspire. And am I speaking to the right person?
Pregnant with Purpose.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I remember a lot of times some things I don't remember, but at the right time, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to me. So, yes, I remember you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying the show, and thank you all so much for the
encouragement.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. Thank you so much for listening in and tuning in, and have a blessed one now.
Okay, you too. Goodbye.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So, Charlotte, I am telling you I'm enjoying this interview tonight. You enjoying yourself?
I am. I really am. I really am.
Amen. Is this your first radio interview?
No, I've done some other ones. Okay. And once again, like you, I was, you know, it was my first time doing a radio show or, you know, being interviewed. And I knew I could do it, but... You know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, my, you know, what are they going to ask? Oh, my, am I ready to answer the questions? You know, I was, but with each one that I've done, you know, I've become more comfortable. I'm growing in those areas. And once again, I gave fear the antibiotics, so fear is no more there. And, you know, it just, like I said a few minutes ago, I have the courage now to get on and speak. And answer the questions or just speak about what the topic is. And I at one time would have done it, but not, you know, like wholeheartedly with full confidence. And,
So my next question for you is, if you have a person that's listening now or that may be listening to the recording later, what would you say to that person that is in transition in their life? And they're like, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. What would you say to that person?
Look at yourself and start to tell yourself you can make it. Even if you're crying, muster up enough strength to look. And when I say look at yourself, I do mean literally get into the mirror and look at yourself and look at your reflection. And you tell yourself, I can make it. I don't care who has walked off, I can make it. I don't care what the doctor has said, I'm healed. I just don't care what situation, I don't care what your bank account looks like, my bills are paid. You can be crying and saying that at the same time, because each time you say it, you'll begin to believe it. Each time you say it, after you believe it, then you're going to start trusting God and trusting in his word and standing on what the word says about you. You just look, so start by looking at yourself. You can be crying now. Go to a mirror, look at yourself, and say, I can make it. I am a conqueror. I am going to make it because God says I'm going to make it. I am not going to die here in this space where I am. Look at yourself each day. Allow God to heal a part of your heart each and every day. And don't stop. Keep walking. I don't care if you have naysayers. Keep walking. I don't care if it's your mother that's a naysayer. Keep walking. It could be your best friend. Keep walking. And don't give up and don't give in. You are full of purpose, and you are on destiny's road. So you have to travel on this road to get to your purpose. Remember that all things work together. So just keep walking, trusting in God, having faith, and walking it out.
Amen.
And that's what I would offer to someone. Yes.
Amen. And I want to add this piece as well. Giving up is not an option. We have another caller that just pressed one. You ready?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You are live with Charlotte and Aaliyah. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us?
Hi. Good night. Good afternoon, late afternoon. This is Sabrina calling in. I'm just speechless right now. I've been listening to the show for a while. But that last little nugget that she just spoke, I'm the one that talk a lot, but I'm just speechless. That was so profound. It's something that I need to hear, and I tell you, if you don't say anything else tonight, that was it. I thank God for the show. I thank God for Aaliyah Butler allowing people to come on this show to be an inspiration to others. I thank God for this message tonight. And I thank God for you, young lady, because you just spoke it. And I received everything that you just spoke. I've been on the line for quite a while, and I wasn't going to say anything because I talk all the time. I said, I'm just going to listen tonight. But I couldn't hold it. I just had to speak it. I was so filled for what you just said. I thank God for the both of you guys, and I thank God for this show.
Amen. Well, we thank God
Amen.
For you. Amen. We thank God for you.
Amen.
I'm sharing that because one thing about, and I tell people all the time, as the encourager, every now and then the encourager needs to be encouraged. So that, I'm sure, encouraged Charlotte to continue. That just put a little bit more in her arsenal to say, hey,
woo,
you know.
It really did. It really did. Yeah. And thank you for obeying God and coming on. To share that with us, because you did push me a little bit further. You, what you said blessed me as well as me being able to share with you, and I thank you for that.
Thank God.
Amen.
Sister Brenda, we appreciate you tonight. We thank you for dialing in. We thank you for listening. And make sure that any of you that's listening live, we will have the recording will be available shortly after the show. So make sure you share the link, share the information for people to go back and listen to the recording. Because I'm telling, they will be blessed as they hear Charlotte's testimony, as they hear, you know, the words that God has given her as she's gone, because she's on the other side of that storm. She's not even in it. She's on the other side of it and helping pull somebody else through it. So thank you again for dialing in tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Charlotte, I tell you, mm-hmm. This is so beautiful. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes, it is. Our God is awesome. Yes, it is.
He is. Well, I thank you so very much for joining us tonight. And tell us how we can follow you, how we can keep up with you.
Okay. Well, I am on Facebook, and mm-hmm. it's under Charlotte Ellis, which is E-L-L-I-S, Colbert, C-O-L-B as in boy, E-R-T. My Instagram mm-hmm. is the same, Charlotte Ellis Colbert. My YouTube account is the same, Charlotte Ellis Colbert. And my website as well, which is under a little construction right now, but it's www.charlotteelliscolbert.com. So those are the ways that you can contact me. My Gmail is the same, charlotteelliscolbert@gmail.com.
All right. I'm glad all your stuff is as one. Your branding is serious, girl, because you can find you on everything as the same name. I'm telling you, that's serious. That's powerful as well. All right. So Facebook, Instagram, and your YouTube channel, your Charlotte Ellis Colbert, and then your website is www.charlotteelliscolbert.com.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But Charlotte, I look forward to meeting you on Saturday because I am going to be one of the media people covering the Manifestation Now Gala. So I'm so excited about it and looking forward to meeting each and every one of you on Saturday evening.
Yes, awesome. Likewise, and thank you for having me on the show. And I look forward to meeting you, too, at the Manifestations Now Gala in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to come up to you, and I just can't wait to meet you because I had an awesome time tonight. Okay.
Awesome. All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a good night.
You, too.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you missed any of this interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording because Charlotte has been a blessing throughout this broadcast. She has been transparent, and she's helping others with her transparency because many times, you know, people see where you are. They don't see where you come from. They don't see what you went through. But when they can see that you are human, they see that human side of you, that helps them take it to the next level. That helps them say, hey, if God did it for her, he's not a respected person, that he won't do it for me. So I dare you to trust God like never before. I dare you to trust him and say, you know what? I'm going to live out my purpose. I'm going to live out the life that God called for me to live, and I'm going to do his will because there's somebody out there waiting on me to get in position to do what he's called me to do. So if it's the bake cakes, you be the best cake baker out there to be known. If it is to write a book, you be the best author you know to be. If it's to be a speaker, you be the best speaker. I'm telling you, it's time to stop sitting on your gifts because someone's looking for you. Someone's waiting for you. I played the piece Dare to Dream a little earlier, but it's time for you to live out the life that God called you to live. There is a piece I want to play for you real shortly, real quick. It's called Pregnant with Purpose, and it is from the book On Fire to Inspire, the audio CD. And I want you to listen to this because many of you are pregnant with purpose.
Pregnant with purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
That piece is called Pregnant with Purpose. It is time for those of you who are still sitting on your gifts, your talents, and abilities to give birth to your purpose because there's someone waiting on you. For those of you who are listening and you haven't gotten your On Fire to Inspire Bling t-shirt yet, we have 4 more t-shirts left. They are size large if you want one of them. They're $25. Email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. The Bling t-shirts are available. On Fire to Inspire, the book is available on ebook, paperback, as well as audio CD. And so the book is available. We have my children's book, A Learning Book Just for Me. And it is in English and Spanish with a music CD. So if you want to purchase a copy of that, that's available. And it's also available in an ebook form. Teach Your Little Ones Foundational English and Spanish. And then finally, there's a book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations out on Amazon and Kindle. I'm telling you, if you're reading every day that I am a success, I am victorious, I am an overcomer, I'm not just a survivor, I'm a thriver. When you're seeing stuff like that and you're speaking that out of your mouth, you're reading it, because you got to be careful what you're putting into your eyes and your ear gaze. Because that's what you're feeding your spirit, man. That's what you're feeding your spirit. So don't put toxic stuff in. Put great stuff in. Put the things that's going to build you up, not tear you down. So, again, all of my things are found on Amazon as well as Kindle, or you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. And finally, you can be a sponsor. We're still running that special of $25 for the entire month. If you want to advertise your business, your service, your book, we are still extending that because God said it's not about the money, it's about visibility. So I am extending that. You will email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. I will actually mention your business or a service or whatever each and every week, as well as post it on all of our social media outlets. Well, thank you so much for listening to us tonight. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Make sure you tune in each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. We are here to help you birth those babies. And many of you have multiple gifts, so don't just get caught up with that one, because there are many, and God has equipped you to be able to produce each and every one. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed one.